Mary Magdalene is characterized by a great affection for our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a strong affection. That's why the first reading is taken from the Song of Songs. I sought him whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise and go about the city. The watchman came upon me. And they made, as they made the rounds of the city, have you seen him whom my heart loves? It's a very precious grace to have that sort of a love and affection for Jesus. It's a grace to pray for, because it's what makes us fanatical. We're preoccupied with the Lord Jesus. And we want to know him and be with him and tell the world about him. And that's different than having a spiritual life, which is a very respectable thing, and we'll get you to heaven and so forth. But a real affection for Jesus. So she's portrayed this way by John to give us an idea. And remember, she's the first apostle of the resurrection. And she's the one, she's the apostle to the apostles. He came to her first. Amazing, isn't it? That quality of having an affection for Jesus is such a grace. We've had great saints in the tradition who have been marked with that same grace. St. Francis, St. Bernard. You know, there are others who had that same kind of affection. How do we get that way? Well, we have to know him. And know him enough to be interacting with him. And then he can win us over. A friend of mine said, you know, three times in my life, with the eyes of my soul, I have seen the love in his eyes. And when you see that, you cannot deny him anything. That's the grace. So you see, in a day, in a week, in a month, there are tiny little occasions, and big ones, by which we can yield to this action. And the Lord is bringing us, he'd like to bring us to that point, huh? To see the love in his eyes. When the Pope is talking about the rosary in his instruction, he says, you know, the whole point of the rosary is to gaze on the face of Christ with Mary. That's the whole point. And so to pray the rosary and let the Holy Spirit bring us there. See, that's the gift. And it's sort of the gift of this feast, this affection for Jesus. The story is interesting. You can see how single-minded she is. In our gospel text today, we have that first part in chapter 20 of John, where she runs out, she sees it and then runs back and gets the two disciples, and they come. And they go in, Peter goes home. John saw and believed. He began to believe on the evidence of an empty tomb. He began to believe, and they went home. And she stayed there. Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And they went home. I mean, they're practical guys. You know, the body's not there. We don't know what it means. We're going to have to wait and see. We'll have to pray. We'll have to, you know, but, you know, they were shocked. And John began to believe he's risen from the dead. He prophesied this. But Mary stayed there. And then she's really confused, you know. She thinks he's the gardener. And then, just tell me where you've laid him and I'll come and take him. This is the talk of a lover, right? What's she going to do when she finds the body? She's not thinking about that. And so, why are you weeping? They've taken my Lord and I don't know where they laid him. She thought it was the gardener. Then Jesus addresses her by name. He calls her by her name, Mary. And she sees who he is. And so she calls him Rabuni, our teacher, our master. Rabuni, you're here. And she must have, as the like Fra Angelico and the other paintings, you know, she must have clung to his feet. And he said, no, don't hang on to me. I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers. You see the affection? That's the word, the end of Psalm 21. I will proclaim your name to my brothers. You know, that's a psalm. That suffering man who is finally, you know, rescued by God. And he says, I will proclaim your name to my brothers. And so they're now his brothers. Not just his friends, his brothers. And tell them, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. Not just Jesus. I have seen the Lord. That's Yahweh. I have seen him. I know who he is. So you see, the driving force in growing in faith is love. Desire, obedience. That's how we grow. So we should pray for that and pray for the whole church. The witness that Mary Magdalene makes here is the witness of the church. I have seen the Lord. That's the witness. So we should pray that the Lord grant us that. And I promise you, he wants to. Suppose she hadn't stayed there. Gone home with the others and said, oh, well, I'll have to see what all this means. You see, something in her, the Holy Spirit said, wait here. So she did. We have to learn to be that obedient. And that zealous for the Lord and the things of the Lord.